Welcome to Arbitrary Advice. Here is your host, B.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Arbitrary Advice. It's your girl, B. This week, I was joined with T.L. Oberhue from Boxhead Books once again, and we just had a conversation and recorded it, and it went a lot of different directions. I'm just going to insert that now because it's probably about 30, 40 minutes long. I had a lot of fun with him. I'd like to thank him for coming on, and I definitely want you guys to check out Boxhead Books on Instagram. And yeah, so here it is.
Yeah, okay, we're good.
Anyway. All right. That was some pretty good content. I'm disappointed. Yeah,
it was. I'm upset that I didn't hit it sooner.
I know. Well, instead of just repeating ourselves, we'll just change course.
All right.
So what's new with you, B?
Just still unpacking the mounds of crap that I accumulated over the last 5 years.
You're still unpacking?
Yeah. I have so much stuff.
What was really your situation? So, like, I'm assuming you were living away from college just because you have your unpacking.
Yeah. So, like, Go ahead.
No, you were going. I was.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, I moved away. So, my college was 5 hours away. So, I moved there. And then when COVID hit, I came home, and then I went back to try to go there and, like, at least see my friends while I was there, but I couldn't handle it because they weren't really available very often. Mm-hmm. So I came back home around, like, October, November, and I just stayed home until the very end, and I went back and hung out with them for, like, a week, and then I moved all my stuff home.
Okay. And so, what did you think of, like, the whole remote thing? Because I have a various collection. I didn't have to deal with it. When I was getting my master's, I did that online. I just did Phoenix. Mm-hmm. And, like, my one friend was in school, and then he had to switch to full remote, and, like, that was a big adjustment. So, like, what were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I would say it was a big adjustment, and it was really frustrating because it just seemed like, I don't know, like, we all had to, like, figure it out. Like, the professors had to figure it out. We had to figure it out. It was just, like, a big struggle. But I would say, like, probably the last semester, it was just kind of part of me having senioritis. I was kind of struggling, just wanting to be done. But it wasn't too bad because my last semester, I only had, like, 3 classes. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it really wasn't bad. Like, the last semester, but it was kind of rough the first semester that I had, like, where we had to transition because I had, like, a bunch of classes and it was just, like, really hard.
Yeah, it's really interesting just with this whole thing. How different people reacted. Even the school I work in, there's kids who are happy to be back. And there's kids who wish they stuck at home. Like, we got rid of remote. In the town I live in and, like, the surrounding towns in Illinois, like, not all of Cook County, but, like, the few districts in the area, like, they got rid of remote completely. And next school year, that's not going to be an option. But, like, some kids love that and some kids hated it. And some kids loved it because they didn't get to do any work. Yeah. Some kids loved it because they were more efficient, and some kids hated it because it was hard to do work, and some kids hated it because they thought it was less work. It's amazing. There's, like, different viewpoints on it, and I truly predict that's not going away. Remote. We kind of learned a lesson from it. A lot of jobs don't really require you to go to an office.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
True.
And to be honest, it kind of makes sense. When you are going to a place to do a desk job, you can't do that at your own desk.
Yeah.
And also, I didn't like working from home when I was just doing Zoom classes. But I work in the special ed department. It was pretty difficult to work from home. I mean, half the kids just didn't even want to go on Zoom. So, I mean, from last year, late March to the end of the school year, I didn't really do anything. I got paid to log on a Zoom for 10 minutes, and then when no one showed up, I just logged off. But I mean, if you're doing something like marketing or like data analysis, like just a desk job, I mean, you don't really need to go into an office. I mean, if you're making calls for marketing, I mean, you don't need to do that in an office. And I think there should be an option to go. Like, maybe you are more productive if you go. Like, I'm more productive if I go to a job. But some people aren't like that. I mean, and also there should be an option. Like, I mean, if you're sick and you feel okay enough to do things, but you don't feel okay enough to go into work, which is kind of a weird thing to say, but I think you know what I'm talking about.
Like you feel like crap, you don't want to leave your house,
Yeah,
and
but
maybe you
you're
don't want
like,
to get other people sick, but like you still
yeah,
want to work.
but you're not gonna sleep all day. You're like that in between state.
Yeah, that
Yeah. No, so I think that's definitely gonna be a thing to stay. I mean, I don't know about schools. There was talks in one of the high school districts in my town to kind of have like a separate school within the district that's all online.
Yeah, I think they're doing that here. I think,
Really?
okay, yeah, because I think my sisters are still in like school level.
Yeah.
I think they have an option next year to either choose to go to wherever we're like district for, or they can choose to do online and it's going to be like teachers and kids from like all over the city.
Really?
Yeah, I think they do have that option. But
Yeah,
I don't know if it's gonna stick, but most places are back in person right now, like most schools here.
oh, they're, I mean, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, like I was saying, it kind of depends on your mindset. I mean, if you, but it is kind of hard for a child. I mean, because I mean, a child might not do things in their best interest. I mean, if they're more productive going to school, but they don't want to be productive, then they're just going to choose remote, and that's not going to be good for them. I mean, there's definitely a paradigm shift after this. I mean,
Seriously.
like I'm really tired of living through historical events.
Me too. Like,
I just want a boring
let us
life.
rest.
I just want a boring life. Like, I
I
just.
mean, I can say I'm glad I didn't live through like one of the world wars or something,
Oh,
but
yeah. Just you wait, B.
Hey, listen, we're not
Yeah.
speaking this into existence, okay?
Grandma, what was 2030 like? There was a civil war and a world war, and then another pandemic, and then the aliens were like, fuck you guys.
Yeah, seriously.
What do you think about that, by the way?
What?
All that alien shit coming out.
I mean, I don't really believe in aliens. But because I'm religious, I guess if aliens were real, then I believe that God made them,
Yeah.
but I don't know. It's just so easy to fake things now. Like there's so many special effects and whatnot. It's like I don't even know what's real anymore.
See, I love getting people's opinions on it because like no one has the same exact opinion. And I mean, it's just a really bizarre thing that's happening. And it's like, you know, it's fucked up when like everyone in the government's like, we don't know what the fuck's going on. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but I mean, it's true. I mean, shit can be really faked easily. And that's. I don't know where it came from, but that's a like a, I want to say famous, but that's like a I guess you could say famous a conspiracy theory. I don't know how it originated, but they call it like Project Blue Beam or Project Blue Book, that like they'd like fake an alien invasion or something. And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that makes any more or less sense. I mean,
Yeah.
I got a lot going on. I don't really give a shit either way.
Yeah, like whatever. If
I
it's
just
gonna
want to
happen,
buy a
it's gonna
house.
happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want a house. Or
Yeah.
like an apartment. I want to, like, well, that's what I said about historical events. I want a garden and smoke
Yeah.
cigars in my backyard. Like,
Yeah. Just let me be.
yeah.
Like, I'll be peaceful, just whatever.
Yeah, just leave me
Like, a
alone.
shit storm can go on around me and I'll just be chilling, like pruning my bushes. Like,
It's, I don't know. And that's another thing too. People are way, I mean, don't get me wrong, like a lot of big things have happened, like in the last
yeah.
2 years. I do think a lot of the reaction is unnecessary, unhealthy, because I mean, like, for example, people who like only talk about the recent events. I mean, pick your, you have your
Yeah.
choice of them. It's like you can't do anything about it. So why are you bitching?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, like, granted, like, yeah, there's always room to vent, and venting is very important, and I respect that. But it's like, how many times a day, every day, are you gonna talk about the same goddamn thing?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just tired of it. I can't stop COVID. Stop. Like, are you telling me to stop it?
That's
Why
what
are you
I'm saying.
complaining? I don't want to hear it. Yeah,
I feel it. I feel that.
it's actually infuriating.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I just hate repetition, which
Same.
is really not helpful because I have Tourette's. That's
Yeah.
it's like a Greek tragedy. But like,
I can say I don't like repetition of things that annoy me, but I do like repetition of some things.
I mean, I understand if you like it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, like repeating the same thing. I love the gym. I'm just doing the same thing 15 times, take a break, then do that 15 more times, take a break, and repeat those 15 times 5 times.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I actually see your point of
Yeah. Like, I was going on walks like every day, and I was like, I have to go on a walk today, or it's gonna drive me nuts. Like, I was like, I have to like take a break.
Honestly, that would solve a lot of issues in people if they just took a walk.
Yeah, seriously, 10 out of 10 recommend.
Because I mean, like, it really clears your head, first of all. It's actually great. I don't really know where I stand on it. I'm not an expert in exercise. I think I know more, a little bit more than the average person, but
Yeah.
there is some argument that walking is actually better cardio than jogging.
I feel, in my non-professional opinion, that that's still true because for me, like, I have bad knees even though I'm like really young, and running like kills my knees because most people don't know how to properly run.
Oh, they don't.
And so I would just rather walk because then it's not killing my knees.
Mean, also keep in mind, I mean, we're running on pavement. Like, that's relatively new.
Yeah.
I mean, when it's a humankind, I mean, there wasn't always
Yeah.
pavement. You
Yeah.
know, I
Sometimes
mean,
I.
always, I mean, this sounds a little weird to say, but there wasn't always shoes. I mean,
Yeah,
that probably has an
true.
effect too. I don't know.
Yeah. I actually heard from somebody, I don't remember who, but somebody told me that, like, people actually tend to run more correctly when they're barefoot, but I don't remember who told me that.
I mean, that is a movement. Like, I have heard that, like, barefoot running, and it's like, I think that does make logical sense, but also, like, you really can't do that anymore because,
Yeah.
I mean, people are morons, and you'll probably, like, step on a shard of glass even in the middle of the forest. And
Yeah, true.
also, I mean, if you think about it, like, think about growing up. I mean, you weren't. No one is, I mean, unless you live in like a tribe, and therefore you can't even listen to this podcast, so you don't even know I'm talking to you. Like, you're one of those like Amazonian tribes that like we haven't contacted. Like, most people don't live barefoot, so if you just started doing that, you can't really run barefoot because you will fuck your shit up. Like you,
Yeah, true.
like I mean, it was one thing before shoes were invented. Which,
Yeah.
when was that?
Yeah. Sometimes I get into like this weird like rabbit hole of like it's crazy to think like, okay, this is my roommate's fault, my like old roommate, because she always would talk about the wonder of driving. Like she was like, if you think about it, like we created this machine that goes really fast, that transports you from one place to another. And she's like, I think about it all the time. But then she got me thinking about like buildings and like road, like all of it, all man-made stuff. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, I mean
Like,
it no one really thinks about that. Like
yeah.
Joe Rogan had a joke in a stand-up, but he was like, if you like never had a religious experience and you desperately want one, eat a pot cookie on an airplane.
On an airplane.
It's like you are in a several ton machine going thousands of miles per hour, and you're not meant to fly. Like,
Yeah. That's
but we
insane.
do.
And then
And that's
I
why,
feel.
like, what's up?
Go ahead.
No, I was gonna
Mine
say,
was
like,
up.
that's I always bring that up when, like, my dad says this all the time because he's like, you shouldn't drink cow's milk. No other animal drinks cow's milk. I'm like, there's a lot wrong with that sentence. One, it's not even true. If you give an animal another animal's milk, it will gladly suck it up.
Yeah.
Two, yeah, they can't do that because they don't have thumbs and they didn't domesticate cows.
Yeah.
Three, yeah, animals don't do a lot of shit. They don't cook their food, sanitize water, wear clothes, drive cars, fly, go to space, use cell
Yeah.
phones.
Eat like half the shit we eat, which we probably shouldn't eat though.
I mean, that's actually a good point.
I have a whole theory about like, we eat so much processed crap, like that's probably causing all of our issues because
Oh, 100%. I mean,
that and then
kind of a
like scientific
conspiracy, but I
discovery.
mean, yeah. I mean, when I talk about like my theory about that, like it's hard not to call it a conspiracy theory because it's not like usually when you get into conspiracy theories, it's always like, oh, there's this like group that just wants to destroy humanity. I'm like, I don't really know about that, but I just think everything's for profit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we make really shitty food that is addictive and it ruins your health. So you get put on medication that really doesn't solve the issue and you need it for life.
Yep. Or it causes you to get cancer, and that's population control, but like, we don't even have
Yeah,
to
100%.
go
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things. I mean, I just think every like weird thing is just for money and power. I mean, and to be honest, that's really not crazy.
there.
Like
Yeah, it's really not.
put it this way, like do the wealthy and powerful conspire with one another to stay wealthy and powerful? Like, how is it hard to cons like don't be wrong, there's some conspiracy theories that are absolutely batshit insane.
Yeah.
But if you just think of it like, okay, like, would this make sense to make people stay in power or get more money? Then it's probably true.
Yeah.
You know
Yeah.
what I mean? No. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I mean, I definitely feel like people are a lot less intelligent today.
1,000%.
Yeah, I mean, like,
We're not having any Einsteins come out of this
we
generation.
really don't, but
Like,
like think about that. I mean, like guys like Newton and Einstein, Tesla, like,
they came from like nothing, like a time where they knew nothing and they just like had
they
all
just
this
made
knowledge.
they, like Newton just made calculus.
Yeah,
How
like
the fuck do you
what?
do that?
That's what I'm saying. Like, and why did we get to a point in society where we were like, we don't need to make these crazy discoveries anymore because people already did it? Like, I think we
Well, I mean,
just
like
got lazy.
that's a big thing that like is wrong with a lot of like intellectual circles. I mean, like there was an article, I forgot what it was, like a more reputable magazine, and it was like the arrogance in it was more interesting than their claim. It
Yeah.
was a group of astronomers said there's no reason to study anything space related because we already have it all figured out. Like, how fucking arrogant are you? We don't know shit.
Yeah,
I
seriously.
mean, like, that's just all pinnacle of intelligence. I mean, like, Socrates, one of the most like intelligent people. So, like, yeah, if you're smart, that means you don't know anything because or I mean, oh, I'm butchering that. I forgot my Greek history. The Oracle at Delphi said Socrates was the smartest man in Greece because he knew nothing. And I mean, to be honest, that makes sense. If you think you know everything, you're not going to learn.
Yeah, true.
I mean, like, if you ever argue with, like, there's people if you argue with, like, it's not even a debate where you're both getting something out of it. It's just two people telling the other they're wrong without taking any consideration.
Yeah.
Like, one thing I do is I like to read books that I either somewhat or wholly disagree with, just to kind of like understand a viewpoint that's not mine. And
Yeah.
even if I end the book and I'm like, okay, well, I agree with some things, or I still don't agree with anything, it's like, okay, well, now I still took away something from that. Like, okay, but I can see
Yeah.
how this person thinks that. And even if you, I mean, I. One thing I think is important too is just taking something from something and that you don't agree with and kind of use it in your own life. Like I did a bad job explaining that, so I'll use an example. Like I was at a book fair a few years ago. There was like a it was like a Buddhist church and they're just handing out free books. I'm like, well, this is free. I'm gonna take it.
Yeah.
And like it was a small one. It was like three essays written on by like Buddhists. And like I'm reading this, I'm like, I don't really get their points. And then like the last one, the guy was saying that, I mean, this is written like the 70s. This the monk who was writing it saying basically you should recite Buddha's name and like you have no reason not to. And I'm like, I don't really know if that makes sense. Like, why would I do that? However, he said he's like, well, he broke down like a daily routine of like wake up, work, breakfast, whatever, all that stuff. He's like, you have plenty of time to recite Buddha's name. And I'm like, well, I took that. I'm like, well, I'm not gonna use my free time to recite Buddha's name, but that made me think there really is a lot of time in a day.
Yeah, it's
And
just what you
maybe I
do
need to
with
work
it.
on my time management to get the most out of it.
Yeah,
Yeah. And I mean,
that is
that's
a good point.
yeah. So, I mean, there's definitely a strength in listening to others' opinions. Like, that book didn't make me a Buddhist, but I got something out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, today, I mean, and I shouldn't say everyone, because I mean, to be honest, it's mostly like six people on Twitter. Like when people say like the world is like go falling apart, everyone's so stupid. It's like six people.
Yeah, I heard this. I don't remember who said it, but there was a quote that was like, ignorance is loud, intelligence is silent, but like people tend to listen to the loud
Oh yeah,
ones.
I mean that's always been the case. I mean, people who scream the loudest are understood the most, but
Yeah.
I mean, granted, there's a lot of in between and shade of gray area. Like,
Yeah,
some,
for
I
sure.
mean, not everyone is just like, oh, whatever, have your opinion. I mean, some people are kind of in between about that, depending on the topic, which I mean, that's just human nature.
Yeah.
I try to avoid any kind of like, I mean, I will voice my opinions and I will. But I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, if you're not hurting people over your opinions, then I don't really give a shit. Like
Yeah.
that's okay with me. Like I don't, you know what I mean? Like you're not a bad person.
Yeah.
Like I mean, if someone could think something like incredibly wrong, not morally wrong, but like intellectually experienced, whatever you want to call it, that's just
Yeah.
incorrect. And I mean, if I'm having a conversation with them, I might like question to be like, well, like, why does that make sense to you? And like, their answer might not make any sense. But at the end of the day, it's like, okay, you're not like bash you my face in to get me to believe your theory. I mean,
Yeah,
like
like,
if
I don't care if people disagree with me. It's just like, don't shove it down people's throats.
no, 100%. Like, I mean, people can get
Like,
really annoying about that, but then and you just say, like, dude, like my friend Kevin has the best argument stopping sentence.
oh.
And I've adopted it and used it. It's, I don't care enough about this argument to continue.
Yeah.
It,
I mean, that's a good point.
I mean, it works. It's just like, I just keep going. I don't really give a shit. Like, I'm not gonna listen
Yeah,
to
like
it.
just keep talking.
That's
No,
like,
I literally, you can tell if I'm not interested in something, even if, let's say I'm like completely arguing with someone, like completely disagreeing. I don't really argue that much though, it's just not who I am.
yeah.
Even if I was, like if I just get to a point where I'm like, this is stupid, I just like stop talking and I'll just let you keep going and I'll just be like, like you done? Like, I don't know.
No, I mean it's true because I mean like some people just don't stop and it's like I don't give a shit.
I just
I
don't
don't
care
care.
that much. Like, sorry I ever opened my mouth. Like, I shouldn't have gotten up this morning.
Yeah, that increases as you get older.
Yeah, I know.
I hate to
But
tell you.
it's
Enjoy your
okay.
youth, Brittany.
I'm trying. I'm really trying. I'm
Oh.
also trying to move out, like, relatively soon because I just need to do that because I got used to it at school.
Yeah. Well, also you're engaged.
Yeah,
So I mean that's
exactly.
yeah. So I have to ask something that's brought up. When is the big day?
So we're still trying to figure that out because of like we have to see if the venue, we're going to see the venue and then see if that's really where we want to have it and then pick a day that they have like available, but it'll be next year, like probably fall of next year.
How old is your fiance?
He's 24.
He's 24, and here you said you were 23.
Almost 23, yeah.
Yeah, I'm 27 and can't get a text back. I'm not like taking away your cheap, but that's actually really
You're
impressive. I'm proud of that.
good.
No, I mean, good. Honestly, good for you guys. That's awesome.
Thank you.
You guys want kids?
Yeah, but not yet.
That is for the best. Like, don't put it off too late, but don't do it too early.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, everybody's poor, and that's just gonna make you poorer. So get a little bit more
Yeah.
wealth before.
Seriously, yeah. Yeah.
That's one thing. It's like speed of arguing. Like I don't really argue about it because I mean it's not my life, but it's like. It is amazing how many people I know who just don't want kids. And like where that's coming from my opinion is like, what the hell are you gonna do?
When you're
Like,
old.
okay, like I have two friends that are getting married. And it's like you guys are getting married in your late 20s. You're gonna have a lot of decades. Where it's just gonna be you two. Like, you're gonna fucking hate each other. And
Yeah, I
what are
know.
you gonna do? I'm like, okay, you're gonna have dogs? Okay, like a dog I'm not like shitting on dogs, but a dog you always have to take care of. Like a baby becomes an older child and then an adult that can take care of themselves, and then eventually take care of you if you raise them right.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, it's like, okay, I get it. Like, babies would be difficult, but it doesn't stay a baby.
And like dogs die every like 10 years.
Yeah, you're basically you're having a baby for 15 years and then it just fucking dies.
Like yeah, like more than likely you're not gonna outlive your kids. Like if everything
Yeah.
goes right,
But I
they're
mean,
gonna
like,
outlive you.
the irony is because, like, it's like, yeah. Babies and little kids suck, which I fucking love babies and little kids. And then it's
Yeah.
like, yeah, babies and little kids suck, but you want the equivalent intelligence of like a 1-year-old for 15 years, and then it just fucking dies.
That's what I'm
saying. I'm not saying don't get a dog. I'm saying, like, yeah, have a kid.
Like, I love dogs, but, like,
oh, yeah.
I couldn't just have a dog forever.
Yeah, like, I mean, I feel like people who say that just don't interact with kids.
Yeah, or they just, I mean, I know some people that say, like, I've talked to some people, and, like, I kind of understand because they say, like, they don't want kids because they don't want to bring them into, like, this crazy world, which, like,
the valid. World does always suck.
But, like, it's always going to get, it's only going to get worse.
Yeah, I mean, it's always been terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine living in the Middle Ages, like, as a peasant, eating grain saying. That you grew yourself.
Like, when was it ever good? When was it ever good?
Yeah, I mean, things were never good. Like, that's a stupid excuse.
Yeah.
I mean, some things are better and some things are worse.
I mean,
like,
I guess.
Yeah, we have modern things to make our life easier, but personally, I feel like someone who lived like hundreds or even thousands of years ago would probably have a little bit more fulfillment. They're not worrying about likes on Instagram.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. But I don't know. But it's like, I mean, I actually heard that too. It's like, but it's personally, I feel if people who say that mostly just don't. I mean, any interaction I had with like a little kid is just raised poorly and that kid's an asshole. Like, I mean, I've met some really cool kids of various ages. Like, yeah. my cousin is, like, 7.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Ohio a couple months ago to visit him. We had a 3-hour conversation about dinosaurs. I can't get that with an adult.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, it's always like, cool, so how's your job? Like, dude, I want to fucking talk about dinosaurs. Give me back the 7-year-old.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, he didn't know fucking anything about him, so I was teaching him shit because I love dinosaurs. And
yeah.
He's like, oh, like, how do you know? And it's like, yeah, I'm several years older than you. I know a lot of things.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like, my siblings are a lot younger. Well, we have, like, a good span, but the youngest one's, like, 5, and she's, like, hilarious. Like,
oh, yeah, they're
just
funny to
a
talk
comedian.
To.
Like,
yeah. I mean, like, a lot of it is... Like I said, a lot of it is exposure. Because I mean, like, I have a friend who's like, well, I don't like know how to like talk to kids. Like, you just do it, and then you kind of figure out. Like,
yeah,
it kind of just happens. Like, I remember, like, because I was the same way. I mean, when I was 18, I was like, never gonna marry, never have kids. Now I'm like, no, I want that.
Yeah.
Now I was in my city, there's a pet store that's all reptiles. Chicago Reptile House, that's what they call it. And I just have to go there to look at them. You know what I mean? Like, I think they're cool animals. And like, there was like this kid for like 5 years old. He's just walks up and he's like, this lizard would rip your head off. And I'm like, oh, you better stay away from him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you don't know how to talk to him, you're like, what the fuck are you talking about, kid? But
yeah,
it's fun to engage kids, I mean.
Yeah, they're hilarious. They're little comedians.
Yeah, like, all kids are just tripping balls until, like, 10.
Yeah, it's so
they
true.
They just don't know what's going on. Like, I have, so I worked in the school district I worked in for, this is my 3rd year.
Mm-hmm.
The past 2 years, I made collages of things kids made for me, and they're like, my first year was in a 5th grade, and this student who's just fucking hilarious, she's one of my favorite students, just drew a letter that said "I love food" signed Mr. O, and it's like, she's like, you wrote this, and I'm like, what the fuck are you on? Give me some, but I framed it.
That's great.
And I just like the spot, the creativity they have is just hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, it is interesting too, like watching the, like, so my first year I was at the elementary school, and I mean, I was in the special ed room there too, but our special ed room would move to the gen ed room for like a few lessons, kind of like to integrate gen ed kids and special ed kids. You know, it's kind of more of like a social emotional learning, which is a big thing in the district, like learning how to have empathy and like talk to different kinds of people. So like, I, like, all the gen ed kids loved me. and like never left me alone. And then at the end of that year, I got transferred to the middle school right next door. So I saw all the same kids, and they were like shitting their pants that I was back. And then I stayed. Now they're in seventh grade, and you know what I mean. And then it's like I was telling them, like I told a few of them, like, yeah, I'm not gonna be here next year to see your eighth grade. And like they genuinely got hurt feelings about that.
That's sad.
Yeah, and it's like, but I'm like, listen, I should be tr I'm tr trying to transfer to a high school to do student teaching, and then hopefully I get right in, which I think I might, because we have one teacher at our school. She finished her student teaching in December, and then she just got hired in January. And then the assistant principal, who actually was the assistant principal in my middle school when I went there, and she looks exactly the same. I think she probably just has witchcraft. I don't know, or just has good genes. Either one of those. But she didn't finish student teaching. They were like, "We need you to start right away." And they're like, "We don't care. We'll sign the paperwork. Just get in the classroom." Back when she was like 21. Yeah. So, I mean, I have pretty high hopes for that, but it's like I was really disappointed because I wanted to get into District 230, which is the district I went in there. The schools are Carl Sandburg High School, what is it? Andrew, I think it's like Andrew Jackson or Victor J. Andrew High School, and then Amos Alonzo Stagg High School. So Sandberg, Andrew, and Stagg. I went to Sandberg. I would have loved to get into that school and then worked at Sandberg because I would see all those kids again.
Yeah, true.
And also, I went there. I thought it'd be kind of cool. Also, they pay very well. But
That
D230, they said they can't accommodate me. They just don't, because I mean, with student teaching, the district has to approve you, but also a teacher has to agree to let you take over their classroom. Which I understand, because like if you planned out the whole year of what you're going to do, and then some kid is like, "Hey, can I take over for 12 weeks?" I understand the hesitance.
But it's also like they had to do it at one point.
Oh, 100%. Like, don't get me
It's
wrong. And that's what's kind of interesting with teachers, because I'm like, before I even got ready for student teaching, I had to do 100 hours of observations. There were some teachers that were like really pissed off if I left the class a few minutes early. And then even if it was the same class for a few hours, like just different students. And then there was some, like other teachers, like this one at this other district I was at, which I also applied for. He was like, "Listen, it was like fourth period." And he was like, "You know, the rest of the day is just the same exact thing with different kids. You can go home and I'll just say you were here the whole day." And I'm like, look at him, he's like, "I had to do the same exact thing, so it's fine. Like, I appreciate it." So it's kind of like you said, it kind of depends on your mindset. Like, some teachers are really like kind of like protective and like really over, I can't really think of the word, but like really strict on their own rules. And the other teachers are like, "I had to do the same thing. This is all bullshit. Just here you go." But
You
hopefully I
just
get one of those
go.
teachers for student teaching, which is like I will, during one of my observations, I actually was at Stag, and this one teacher, he even said, he was like, "Honestly, I mean, I had a," he was saying that he had a student teacher a couple of years ago. He's like, "I didn't even really show up. Like, she can manage. I mean, after a few weeks, she can manage a classroom, so I just stayed home." Like, it is really funny just the differences in teachers, because I had that growing up throughout my life. They're just like, "I don't give a fuck." And they're just like, "You cannot wear a hat in my classroom."
I hate those people. It's like, how does that bother you?
Oh, I mean, I'm already like, I mean, this is why every kid loves me in my middle school. Because I don't give a shit about things that don't matter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't tell kids to put their hoods down because
yeah, like,
that doesn't affect their learning. And
yeah.
I vocalize that. Like, I tell that to teachers who have more authority and several times my salary. I'm like, nah, that's stupid. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, like.
I'm like, well, that's why they like me and not you. And they actually listen to me more.
Yeah, and that's why kids, like, that's what makes kids hate school is, like,
oh,
know,
yeah.
Stupid
but
stuff
also,
like
that's
that.
What makes them, some kids will be, go out of their way to fuck with their teachers if their teacher isn't, like, a friendly person.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I was. Like, if my teacher was, if, like, any of my teachers, like, were, like, too, which, granted, working in a school, I understand why they were like that because it's a pretty stressful job and I didn't make it any easier. Because some kids will be little shits no matter what.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, I understand the mindset of being, like, a burned-out teacher. Like, even now, like, I'm gotten a little harsher to my own students. It's just, like, things that used to not bother me, like, are starting to, like, just annoy me. Like, for example, one student is addicted to her iPad, and it takes a long time to get her to, like, she has to get to the right spot before she can put it away.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, last year, I would wait for, like, 15 minutes for her. Now I'm like, all right, that's mine now. And I took.
I can't wait anymore.
Yeah, like, if we're going to gym, I'm not fucking waiting. Like,
yeah.
But no, I mean, like, like I said, like, certain kids, I'm like, I don't really enforce some rules. Like, if a kid, like, depending on the swear word, like, if a kid says a swear word and it's, like, a lesser one.
Like, shit.
Yeah, like, I let it. No one's ever really said, like, really harsh ones, like, slurs or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, medium ones, I'll point to them and get wide eyes, and, like, they just get the fear of God in them. And, like, yeah, like, I remember, like, I was, like, because, I mean, I'm not that tall, and I look kind of young, so, I mean, some people really don't think I'm a teacher.
Yeah,
also, I'm
yeah.
wearing a mask, so, I mean, you can't really tell.
Yeah.
Like, my first year, a janitor was like, honey, school's over. You need to go home. I'm like, I can't clock out till 3:30. And she's like, oh, okay. I'm like, should you fucking think I was an eighth grader? And then there was another para who was 30. And she was, I mean, she looked young, too, and she was tiny. And, like, we weren't eating lunch, but we were at the lunch table with our kids last year. And we were just on our phones and just, like, you know, catching up on, like, text messages we couldn't answer.
Yeah.
And a teacher that we both have met many times
mm-hmm.
walked up to us and said, there's no phones on the table. And I'm like, Jackie, are you kidding me? Like, a grown-ass man. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, but this kid was walking in the hallway. And he's like, yeah, it's fucking bullshit, man. And I look at him like, I didn't say a word. He's like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, put it this way. Like, I'm not a teacher. I don't really have authority.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really even know what to do to get a kid in trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I kind of have an idea, but I'm like, would that hurt me? Like if I saw, like a fight and, like, I, like, grabbed the kid by the neck and, like, drive to the principal's office, I'm like, would that hurt me? Because, I mean.
Probably.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't really know how to discipline because I don't, you know, I don't really know what to do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big reason I let a lot of these slides. I just don't know how to handle it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I've been like, what are you going to do? Like, what's your name? I'm not telling you. Oh, that's all right. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm
kind of powerless.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have access to student names, and I don't know them all. So, like, Also, I rarely see them. You know, they're really not my problem.
Yeah.
Like, I know that's really disingenuous and kind of fucked up, but it's like, last year, I was going on break. So I went to the bathroom, and so before I went on break, and there's like these three kids on their phones, and like one of them just books it, and the two are just staring at me. I'm like, I literally said to these administrators, and I don't care how unprofessional it was. I'm like, I'm going on break. I don't give a shit. Like, you're not my students. I don't care if you're not doing the work. But I mean, like, to also, I mean, like, that's not my job. I don't work with Gen Ed. They're not my problem. I mean, why? To get all philosophical, why do they feel the need to ditch your class to play video games in the bathroom? That's something to think about. Maybe make your class less boring. Yeah. This
I mean, I
is
have to say,
strange. What's up?
I for some reason, like all my friends and everyone I know is like a teacher. And I have to
Really?
say, like, kudos to you because I could not handle kids all day long.
Oh, it's kind of funny, don't get me wrong. Like, I do like the profession. I do want to like get into it. A big reason why I chose that job is that I have a lot of time to do other shit. Like, I don't work 3 months out of the year. I get every holiday off and I get a lot of breaks. Like,
I
I'm
mean,
gonna be honest, that was a big factor when I was like, what do I want to do? I was like, I get to do whatever the hell I want for 3 months.
that's nice.
Of course, it kind of is a bad thing because I mean, every other person I'm friends with has like not that kind of job. So they're just working nonstop. So it'll be like 2 p.m. in June. I'm like, hey, you guys want to hang out? They're like, we're still working. What the hell's wrong with you? And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, that's
It's
gonna be me.
I have free time, but no one to spend it with.
That's when you could, like, work on books and
Mean, that's
go to
kind of my
the gym.
plan. Like, I mean, like, I usually like, I mean, I haven't done, I'm bored. Did I tell you I'm working on a new one?
I don't know. You might have, but I'm not sure.
It's a full-length novel. It's not short stories. It's not full horror. There are some like more disturbing parts, but it's not like that's not like the crux of the book. I am currently at 140 pages.
Nice.
And it's a pretty interesting story. The protagonist, who is the narrator, is unnamed. And the book opens with his death. And the whole book is him living in the afterlife and how structuring that world. Because, I mean, I designed this afterlife is kind of a mix of different religions and also some like twisting of like science and like making. I really just made shit up and it's kind of fun. But he basically just doesn't know. Like, there's no one like guiding him. He kind of just has to meet people. Like, he doesn't really. Like, there's no like guide or anything telling him what to do. He just wakes up there and he meets this being. And he does, I mean, I address it in the book, but I don't really make a big deal out of it because it's all past tense. So everything he's talking about has already happened. And at the end of the book, you find out who he's talking to. But he just knows her as the Spider Queen.
Oh, I think you
And I
told me a
just.
little bit about this.
I describe her as like her like top half is like a beautiful woman that's always changing. And then the bottom half is like a massive spider body. And it's like I wrote like the afterword and it's kind of fun to talk about because like that's all based on a mushroom trip.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that part.
Yeah, I mean, like, I actually, the idea to write a book about it with my buddy, because I mean, I told a few people that I was gonna do it, and they're like, I remember like the morning of, like, I made a big thing out of it. I'm like, by the way, I'm gonna be on drugs that I've never done before. So if I text you weird shit, just ignore
Yeah.
it. And I didn't even, I wasn't even on my phone. I literally just, it was kind of funny. Like I took a, like, it was chocolate. And I ate something, like, I don't think this is working. And then I'm like, I took a shower and then the walls start pulsing. I'm like, oh shit, it's fine.
Oh yeah.
It was funny because, like, I read the back of the chocolate bar and I'm like, there's not even psilocybin mushrooms in here. And my buddy goes, you would be a terrible drug dealer. Yeah, no shit, they're not going to say there's psilocybin mushrooms in there. They're illegal.
Yeah.
Why would they say that, Tyler? Use your fucking head. But no, I just kind of like went into my room, like buried myself under a blanket and just went under shit. And like, don't get me wrong, it was a pretty powerful experience. It wasn't for fun. I kind of tried to make like a ritual out of it. To like, 'cause I mean, like, if you read people who aren't drug addicts and just kind of like believe there's something to be learned from psychedelics, then I mean, go with what they say. Like, don't make a habit out of it. And granted, I don't want to make a habit out of it because that was terrifying.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I think with certain things, you definitely learn stuff. Which I mean, I'm in no way promoting drug use because they're not for everybody. And to be honest, some people shouldn't know things about themselves. Like,
True.
there are, I mean, for example, I mean, this is actually a well-documented thing. If you have narcissistic traits and you take psychedelics, it will ruin your life. Like, you will actually go insane. Like, I know a guy, I mean, dude, like, I can't talk to him anymore because he's fucking annoying. I mean, like, we did a race and he's like, yeah, so I see in seven dimensions. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, and then like he said that later on, and I like confronted him, and I'm like, what do you mean by that? And he explained it, and like he like I'm like, the way you explained it made more sense if you just said that or didn't say anything than saying you see in seven dimensions. Because I automatically assume you mean like parallel universes, which no, you don't. And he basically just meant like he like sees different points of view when talking to a person. Like, just say that. Just say that. Like, you would like, now I think you're an idiot. Yeah. And it's like, no, I mean, certain things can really be like horribly detrimental, but like if especially if you have some skeletons. Like my mushroom trip, like I learned like how deeply like my like mother like affected me like in a negative way. And to be honest, like that kind of helped me get over it. Like, I mean, granted, that wasn't like said. You know what I mean? It was kind of like you basically have a dream. I mean, even dreams too, like if you analyze them, they tell you something. And something that's really interesting too, when you dream, your pineal gland releases DMT, which is a psychedelic that you can like harvest and smoke. So I mean, technically speaking, no one's straight edge. And actually, what's really interesting about that too, when you die, your brain releases all your DMT at once.
So you kind of get like really high when you die.
Well, not, I mean, there's, to be honest, like, I'm not an atheist, but I'm not religious. I kind of like have just my own, like, I don't really adhere to one religion. I kind of like take pieces from other ones and kind of think what I think makes sense. But actually, I mean, I kind of see that being evidence for an afterlife. Because I haven't done DMT, but I've talked to people who do. And like, I've watched videos, people talking about it. I haven't really read books on it. But I mean, just hearing what they say, and like there were, I mean, there have been studies like in a medical setting where they give it to you and like study you. Because I mean, it is a weird molecule. And first of all, it's in every living thing, and that's how you dream, and it gets all released at once when you die. So according to the people who've taken it, it's not like dreaming or like being high. I mean, people say like you go somewhere, like you're not like you're not dreaming. You're aware. You can move. You can think. You're just somewhere else.
That
Like,
would scare me. Like, drugs
no, I mean
scare
that's
me.
fucking terrifying, but it's also interesting. Like, kind of like that's kind of cool. Like, my
Yeah.
buddy who took it, he said he shot out of his body.
I heard a kid at my high school said that. I don't know what he took, but he said like he like went up into like space and like could see like the world or something. And I'm like, dude, you're fucking
I mean,
crazy.
that's kind of weird. And then, but like, he was saying, like, he shot out of space and he ended up in like this, like, green palace. And in the center of the room, there was a pillar with all the faces of every god and every religion and mythology on the pillar. And I'm like, that sounds terrifying, but also
That
really cool.
was gonna be my
Like, you,
nightmares.
yeah, like if I mean, if you read like people who talk about it, like this one writer, he wrote an article, kind of just like an opinion piece, something like he took it when he was in college, and like he woke up in like a desert, and there were like these giant ceramic beings, and they told him that he's been here before, and he's not, he's this isn't the time for him to come back again. So they sent him back. I'm like, what the
No
fuck?
thanks. No
You're like,
thanks.
what, like, but I mean, like, think about that. I mean, that kind of like is a little religious. I mean, that kind of gives validity to some religions. I mean, he was there before, so his whatever soul consciousness existed before he was born. And then it wasn't the time to be back there. So, when is the right time? Like, when he dies? Like,
Yeah.
there's something to be said about that.
But if it's scary, then I would hope I don't go back there. Like,
Well, I mean, I'm assuming it would be scary if you're not dead. I don't know. Maybe it is. I mean, maybe if you do go to some place when you die, that's scary as hell for the first few minutes. But I mean, I guess if you're dead, I mean, you can't. I mean, it's all
you
you
don't
can
know.
leave. Yeah, you
Yeah.
can't leave. You're kind of stuck there. I
This is
don't know. I
not
mean, like,
us saying to do drugs, though.
what's up?
We have to clarify that.
Yeah,
We're not saying to do
I'm not
drugs.
advocating to.
Drugs are bad.
It could be kind of fun though. No, actually, I disagree. I actually hate smoking weed. I get
Never smoked.
honestly, I don't recommend it. I did it a lot in high school, and I never enjoyed it. I just kept doing it because my friends did it. Like, I just get really anxious, and like, no matter what, like some people say it mellows them out. I'm like, it makes me overthink and like terrified of everything.
Yeah, I feel like I'd be the paranoid type for sure. 'Cause I get that way
Also,
when I drink sometimes. Like, I don't really drink anymore because it just makes me anxious.
yeah, I mean that's good you recognize that.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, with weed, I mean like you can't really do anything. I mean, granted, there's some people who can like function, but like when I'm high, like I can't drive, I can't read, I can't really do anything. To be honest, like, I haven't smoked weed in a long time because anytime I do, I just want to go to bed.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's not enjoyable.
No, that's how I am when I drink. I'm just like, I don't like those.
I'm at the point where it's like I can have like two or three drinks, and then I'm like, I just don't want to get drunk because
Yeah.
it just inconveniences you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's really not an enjoyable thing. I mean, I enjoy being like tipsy, like buzzed maybe, like one or two. And also, I mean, just for the social aspect of like, also, I mean, I genuinely like the taste of pretty much every liquor or alcohol. But I mean, I'm at the point now where it's like at like midnight, I'm like, ah, I'm gonna go. Yeah, I mean, I'm fucking old.
You're not that old.
Almost 30.
Who cares? 30's not old. Don't tell me that. That's what I have to look forward to next. Like,
I mean,
don't.
it's not a bad thing. You just really enjoy like simple things. Like, I mean, this weekend, like all my friends were out of town. Like, I got brunch with two of them, and then they had plans the rest of the weekend. Like, I really didn't do anything. Like, I read and like just. Like yesterday, for a good chunk of time, I just sat outside in silence and enjoyed it. Like,
That's the type of shit I like to do, and I'm in my early 20s, so I guess I'm
yeah.
like
So
ready.
I mean, you're already there. You know what I mean?
Like, I don't know. I was talking to my friends about this, and I was like, I kind of partially regret like my college experience just because I didn't like do that much. But then like they were like, in hindsight, like it really wasn't that great anyways. They were like,
Yeah, I
partying
mean,
wasn't that great, like.
I experienced that too because I didn't even live at my college. I commuted, and my first 2 years were at a community college. So like, when I was younger, I was like, oh, I missed out on the college experience. And then like, I see people who had the college experience, and I mean, not obviously not everyone, but they kind of peaked, like. They had the best years of your life. And not to mention, their best years of their life was caused a lot of money in debt, horribly impacted their health. And not to mention, it's, I mean, I personally never really was into partying. I mean, I kind of tricked myself into thinking I did when I was younger because I had friends who partied, and like I'm like, yeah, I like this, and I'm like, oh, I fucking hate this. So I mean, like, and then I'm like, I don't really. Also, I mean, I went to DePaul in Chicago, and everyone in that school is so insufferable. It's like I wouldn't want to party with them. I mean, just the pretension. I'm granted, and I mean, DePaul has two campuses in Chicago. There's like. The business and law school in like more like the city area, and then a more of like it's not really a it's not a suburb, but it's there's no like skyscrapers. That's Lincoln Park, beautiful area. That's where the liberal arts college was. That's where I was. Everybody was so annoying. Like, put it in perspective, the people. There were the trust fund babies who were saying, eat the rich. And it's like, honey, yeah,
Like you
it's like
are.
you lived in a mansion, and I guarantee you're not paying for this education.
Yeah,
So, I mean,
seriously.
have a little reflection. Yeah. And like, I didn't even like, I didn't really talk to a lot of them, but it's like, just like the echo chamber they were in, like I'd say, like I don't really like this one book. You don't like that? It's like, yeah, because I have a fucking opinion. Like, just because, okay, like put it this way, like I don't really like, excuse me, I don't really like classical literature. I think it's really boring. Like they like people couldn't accept it. It's like, do you really like classical literature, or are you just pretending to? Because it make you think it makes you look smarter. You know what I mean? Like one of my professors, it was a nonfiction writing philosophy. She had a PhD. She was a doctor in English. Like, what did it contribute to the world? No, like I'm not fucking calling you doctor because you have a PhD in English. Like, I have a bachelor's in English. I'm not shitting on the degree. I kind of am. It is a useless degree. But it's like, I'm not calling anyone a doctor unless they're a doctor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
You know, for the longest time, I thought that doctors, like medical doctors, had PhDs. I didn't know it was like a different thing. So then I was like, why are all the
Really?
people that have PhDs, like, why are they called a doctor?
Yeah, I know. It's like, but like, I just like, personally, I think it's kind of stupid to get a PhD. And to go even farther into that, to be a total contrarian, I don't think it means intelligence.
Yeah,
And
okay.
I'll explain why. You know one thing very well. You don't know anything else.
I mean, I think that's just intelligence in general, like for people, like I think all of us have I have like this, I don't want to say theory, but like I guess like a belief that like we all have the same intelligence. It just depends on what you use it on.
That's actually a very
So
good
like
point.
some people might not be considered really intelligent because they know a lot about horses, but you know, maybe to them, like that's, you know, their whole life, like what they
Yeah,
know.
maybe
And
they're
some people just
maybe
know a
they
lot
work
about
on
math.
horses.
Yeah, like I don't
Yeah.
know. I was just using that as an example. Like, I don't know. I think everybody has the same intelligence. It just depends on what you use it on.
Well, I mean, it's kind of interesting you say that too, because I mean, if you think about it, like a lot of like grad students, like people who live in the city, and like, you know, I mean, they kind of have this concept that they're like the intellectual elite, and like they look down on like, you know, like rednecks and hillbillies. Well, if my car was broken down in the middle of a dirt road,
Who
I
you
mean,
calling?
exactly. I mean, like, I don't know shit about cars,
Yeah.
but like my fam in Ohio, who are basically just rich rednecks or rednecks that made it, like
Yeah.
they know a lot more shit than I do. I mean, I
Yeah.
don't know how to hunt. Like,
And I'm saying
if
like
society collapsed tomorrow, I would go find them.
exactly. And like also like a lot of them are happier.
I mean, they really are. I mean, I've definitely noticed that. Yeah, I mean, just like they, I mean, they live in a
Like,
rural area. Like, people
yeah.
who, I mean, they don't really have to worry about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay. Like, I mean, you kind of have to wonder too. Like I mentioned earlier, the people who like are tribesmen who live in like the Amazon, who don't know anything about the outside world. It's like, you think they're happier than us? Like,
Probably.
you could argue our lives are easier, but I just get the idea that they have more appreciation, and like they just see like the beauty in things, and they have more meaning in their lives.
Yeah.
I mean,
And
like,
they don't know any better.
yeah, you know what I mean? But like
And
that
we do.
is not a bad thing.
Yeah.
No, they don't have to worry, like they don't have to worry about their credit score.
True.
Like, if they want a house, they just build it. And
Yeah.
they're okay with like a one room hut.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah, if you put me in the forest, I would die almost instantly.
Yeah,
You
me too.
know what I mean? Like, and it's like those people, like, they just like could just walk up to a deer and like kill an instant. Like, can you, like, how do you have any idea how to make a bow? Like, could you make a bow and arrow
I
out of like
mean,
sticks? Like,
get like a curved stick and a string and like try to
I
figure
mean, like, how,
it out.
like, do you know how to do that? Like, if I want a bow, I'll go to Dick's Sporting Goods and buy one that was made in a factory. And
Exactly.
like, you know, like, it's kind of silly to think about, but I mean, I often think about like, what if like some big catastrophe happened, and like civilization like went back to the Stone Age? You know, I honestly wonder. I mean, I'm not saying I hope it does, but I
Yeah.
wonder like how that would happen, like what would happen.
We'd
You
be
know what I mean?
fucked.
Like, I don't know. I'm kind of fucked up to think about like that, but I mean, that's just something that's on my
We'd
mind.
be like, yeah, I have no internet connection. I don't really know what to do here. Like,
Yeah, it's like I mean, how many people would just die out of boredom?
yeah, I would. You should write a book about that.
That would
getting
be
thrown
interesting.
back into the Stone Age and like trying to
Yeah.
survive. That might be a lot of research, though.
Yeah. Because I mean, like, a lot of issues that would come out of that is just really basic things that were taken care of hundreds of years ago that nobody ever worried about again. Like, you wouldn't be able to shit in the toilet. Like you couldn't flush it. The plumbing, eventually the plumbing would fail.
I always think about that.
Yeah.
What did people do? Like they just found
Yeah.
a bush and just let it have it. Like, no.
Yeah, I mean you just had to squat and just take care of it and just go about your day. I mean,
Yeah, like,
like you couldn't even wipe your ass. There was no toilet.
I always
Eventually,
think about, because I'm such a germaphobe, I always think about that in terms of like the germs everywhere.
yeah.
Like, how
But
did
you
you,
know what I
like,
mean? That too, like how many like simple germs would kill people? I mean, you go back far in the past and people ate like raw meat and shit and like were
yeah.
fine. Like today, I mean, you have people who can't open their soy lot, like their soy milk container. I mean,
Yeah.
so many people would die so quickly or
Yeah.
be enslaved by people who knew their shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's, I think about this shit a lot. Like, I mean, like, what would you do?
Yeah, no, I'd be fucked.
I mean, like, I kind of have like a, like, I don't really have like skills. Like, I don't really know how to like build shit. My only chance of not being murdered by like a warlord or just dying is if I survived long enough to like in like a mini society and like as a teacher and like teach kids shit and like have a place.
Yeah.
And like the only way to really sign up for that is that like I'm a really good shot. Like I'm really good with guns. Like that's my only saving grace. I
You
don't
could
even
be a
own a
hunter.
gun. I don't own a gun, but I'm good at using them. So I mean, I would just have to find one.
Yeah.
Probably kill
And
a
then just
guy
hunt for
for it.
people.
Yeah, I have to kill a guy for it, and he has a gun. So I don't know how I'm going to
Yeah, I don't know.
do that.
That's a tough one. When he's asleep, just steal it. I actually have to get going soon because I have like a family thing, but
Yeah, I know you did say that. All right. Well, I mean, I had fun doing this. I
me
always
too.
love being on your show.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, we didn't even plan anything out.
No, we just
Yeah, we just let
talk.
it go. We just let it happen.
Yeah.
Those are the best of any podcast where it's like, fuck it, we'll just see what comes up.
Yeah,
I
seriously.
mean, we talked about like 20 different topics in the span. I mean, it's only been like an hour.
Yeah, and we talked
Yeah.
about like life.
Yeah. All right, always a pleasure, B.
Yeah, thank you for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome anytime. All right, enjoy your family stuff.
Okay, guys, I hope you enjoyed that. That was TL over Hugh once again. I just wanted to say thanks for listening and thanks for all your patience lately. And just thank you to everyone who supports. I really, really appreciate all of you. So, yeah, if no one told you today, I love you, I'm proud of you, and you're killing it. I'll see you guys next week.
That was a Titancast episode.